Yesterday we were speaking a little about the pnimius of Shechita. I'm going to put that on pause for a second. It's beginning to be a bigger sugi than I realized, so we're going to compact that in Mitzvah Hashem. Just something from the house of Pshischa about the parsha related to the Zman. So Rav Bunim in Torah Simcha, in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, he's quoted as saying that in this week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, the Torah speaks about the Karbanos of the Yom Tov. And he says that in the same way that Korbanos was mechaper, so too the Maisa Pinchas was mechaper. And he continued and he said, Eich sheba parasha zu yecholim lekasher atzmon ha-tzadik. He says, you see from this parasha that this is a week that a person can be mekasher himself to the tzadik, kimo b'chlal kol ha-regolim v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. Like by all the regolim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then in his humility, he said, I'm not saying this for myself. I'm not a tzaddik. I mean, for all the other tzaddikim in the generation. What we see from here, though, what he's bringing out is that there is a connection, of course, between the parsha, the ma'is of Pinchas, and the fact that the parsha discusses the Yomim Tovim. And what he's explaining is that by being mekasher oneself to a tzaddik, it has the same ma'ilus as a yomtiv. That just like when a yomtiv comes, the yomtiv is like a strong flash of light, which is supposed to uplift the person and change him around, change his whole avodas Hashem around, his whole mahus around. So the same is true with a tzaddik, that a tzaddik has that koyach like a yantiv. In fact, we find in the Zohar Kaddish, the Zohar refers to Talmid Chachamim as Shabbos, as yantiv. That what that means, that just like the Yomim Tovim have different personalities and different spheros and different mahus, so too every tzaddik also has a different koyach. And so you have one tzaddik who may be a b'china Rosh Hashanah, maybe he's more of din, like some tzaddikim were known to be, like a Baruch Meshbish and other tzaddikim. Some tzaddikim are like Sukkot, some tzaddikim are like Chanukah, every tzaddik has his inyan. But the idea is that by going to a tzaddik, having a kesh with the tzaddik, what this parsha is suggesting, according to Rav Bunim, is that the tzaddik has the ma'ila and he has the inyan of Yom Tov. This is merim is also in the fact that Chazal tell us that chayev adam lekabel pnir abu beregel. Nowadays, we don't have a regal like we do that go up to the Beis HaMikdash, so we still go to a Rebbe. Because the whole inyan of a yontiv is that his karvus, which comes through the yontiv. So too, we don't have a Rebbe, but we could still be Mekayim, whether it's Mamash Achib Zman Azer or not, there's no Beis HaMikdash, of Chayiv L'Kabel Pnei Adam Beregel. L'Kabel Pnei Rabo Beregel. That there's this connection between a Rebbe and the inyan of a yontiv. This idea of his kashrus to tzaddikim, and be machniv oneself to tzaddikim, and the milus in that, is brought out from Pinchas versus Korach. Of course, we know Vayikach Moshe, Vayikach Korach, Korach took. So Targum says Ispalug, Rashi quotes it, that Korach separated himself. So the Ber Maim Chaim understands, what does it mean Vayikach Korach? It means that he separated himself from Moshe. That's what it means. He doesn't say this, but it's Marumz in the very next pasuk. It says Vayakumu Lifnei Moshe. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe means that he made a hakama lifnei Moshe, like before Moshe. Then instead of being machniah himself to Moshe, Korach went to go lifnei Moshe, to supersede Moshe. This is certainly apparent from the fact that he took Dasan and Aviram to be his compadres, because we find other by Dasan and Aviram already in Mitzrayim that they were the ones who made a challenge to Moshe. It was Dasan and Aviram who said to Moshe, "Mi samcha leish sar v'shayfet aleinu." And these were the people that Korach took to be his guys. Those who challenged Moshe, they refused to be machmir themselves to Moshe. What's interesting is that you see from here an important hashkafa bechla when it comes to tzaddikim. And this is certainly true about the tzaddikim of the Talmid de Baal Shem, that the whole inyan, especially about Talmid de Baal Shem, that they revolutionized the concept of a tzaddik. That they really were mekayim the inyan, but the Gemara says that a Rebbe who is doyma l'malach Hashem tzvakos, that he was a mamish malachim, these tzaddikim. And so it's very hard for a regular person to understand the ma'ila of a real tzaddik, of a tzaddik emes. It's very different than a Talmud Chacham or a Rosh Hashiva or by a Rebbe. A real Rebbe, a real tzaddik, a tzaddik emes, his whole mahus is eno doma klal to a regular Talmud Chacham, even a giant who's a Talmud Chacham. Mamish eno doma, the way that they serve Hashem is in the shire. So somebody like Dasam Aviram, you have to understand, these were not simple people. These were people that the Mefarshim, that the tzaddikim bring on, that they were big people, Dasan and Aviram. They had a right to say. They felt that they could speak before Moshe. And they said, "Mi samcha le'ish sa'va shafei talenu." You see from here that even a person who's a big person, like Dasan Vaviram, of course, they became big Rishayim. But when they looked at Moshe, they saw Moshe as just being like a sarva shofet, like a posek, like a minister of some type. They didn't understand b'chlal what it means to be a tzaddik emes. And even let's say a person who's a makubal, right? When people go, they see people. Even regular person sees a makubal as being somebody who's a chasha person. We go to him for skulas. He's going to say Shemos Hakdoshim. Right? This is what they consider to be big people, the people who know Zohar Kaddish, who know names of Malachim, all these things. No shaykhis to the real etzem of what it means to tzaddik, b'chlal, b'chlal. And here too, this is marumas in the words of Dasam Aviram. Say, Mi samcha le'ish sar v'shayfet aleinu. Halahageni ata'imer, will you kill me with your words? What are you, a makobol? That you say Shemos Hakdoshim when you kill people? But it's just what we're seeing here is that the whole gullus, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Achin noy the hadavar." Now I know, not just from the lashon hara which they spoke about him, but it shows about the gullus of Klal Yisrael that if we don't know how to value a tzaddik, what it means to have a kesher and a hisbadlus to a tzaddik, that in itself is cause for all the gulluses for us to happen, and that's why they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because they didn't believe in Moshe. The whole door was supposed to go in with Moshe, but because they weren't makasha themselves with Moshe, so Moshe did every effort which he could to allow them to go in, but at his own expense. So the tzaddikim say that all of our woes which befall us are because we don't know how to appreciate tzaddikim, don't know how to have proper emunah tzaddikim, how to be makasha ourselves to tzaddikim. The same thing is true with Nadav and Avihu. The Torah tells us, "B'karvasim lifnei Hashem v'yamusu," all the tzvarim akdushim tell us, and Befrat Akdushas Levi says, that there's a certain seder in Klal Yisrael, that there's Moshe, there's Aharon, there's the sons of Aharon, there's Yeshua, there's the Zakenim, right? There's a whole hishtalshalus. It's called the Seder HaMishnah, the Gemara in Erevin tells us. The Seder HaMishnah, that the way that there's Torah is revealed to the Jewish people. What it means, b'karvastam lifnei Hashem v'yamusu, that they try to supersede Moshe. The Nadav and Avihu tried to supersede Aharon by going into Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara tells us that they were moira halacha bifnei Rabban. That means that they tried to be makabel mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having to hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The karvasim lifnei Hashem, to come before Hashem without needing Moshe as the emtzai. We see the roots of this already by Matan Torah. Because by Matan Torah, the Torah tells us, Vayechazu es Elokim vayochlu vayishtu. And Rashi tells us in the beginning of Achrei Mos, quoting Chazal, that really at that moment, when they looked at the Shechina, they should have died right then, but Hashem didn't want to spoil the party of Matan Torah, so he waited to kill them by the Chanukah Samishkan, which also spoiled the party a little bit. But we see that Nadav and Avihu, that there was a whole Seder, that Moshe was going up to Har Sinai, and he had Rishus to see what he was allowed to see. And Aaron, who was a little below, and Yeshua, who was a little below, and Nadav and Avihu, who were a little below. But they looked to see what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. That's called Vayechazu es Elokim. They tried to see on a Madrega higher than themselves. They said, forget about Moshe, we'll go direct. They were Moir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And so Mamela, that was their Nefila. The opposite of that is Pinchas in this week's parasha. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Pinchas was Roya Halacha, Roya Maisa, Vinizkar Halacha. He saw what was going on, and he remembered the Halacha. Yet he still went and he asked Moshe, and he said, Moshe, did you not teach us to us the Kanayin Pogimbo? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, you remembered it, so you go into it. So the Mefarshim all ask, if he was Roe Maisa v'nizkar Halacha, why did he have to ask Moshe's Rishos? He remembered the Halacha. If you remember the Halacha, go ahead and do it. Why did he ask Moshe? So you see from here, the Mephoshim point out that he wanted to show that he was the opposite of Moir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. That he was concerned about that to a very, very extreme degree. That he was sensitive to that Halacha. So although he knew the Halacha, and Moshe Rabbeinu already had taught it to him, he went to Moshe and he said, did you not teach us this? And Moshe said, yes. That's when he went ahead and he did it. So from this you can understand the premise of what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, and Rav Buna brings this out, he's not Masber, but we can explain it. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when Pinchas went ahead and he killed Zimri, he was misakin to neshamos of Nadav and Avihu, and they were misabrbo. There's something which is called an Ibr Neshama. And those neshamas were the nesaber in him, so when he did that maisa, he corrected the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu. That's why Rav Bunim and the Tzaddikim say, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. That Pinchas was, of course, ben Elazar, but he was also ben Aaron. Why was he also ben Aaron? That since he had the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu in him, he is called ben Aaron. He is certainly ben Aaron. So the Chazal say here, Bidin hu sheyitol scharo. And Rav Bunim just says, Bidinu Shitos Charo, that he's Mamish ben Aharon. What does that mean? That the Pshat is like we said before. The Pshat is that, what was the whole Pagam of Nadav and Avihu? That they were Bekavos and Fni Hashem and Musa, that they jumped ahead of Moshe and Aharon. And Pinchas did exactly the opposite. In an opportunity where he could have done so, he actually asked Rishos for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what was the Schar of Pinchas? The Schar of Pinchas is that he was Zeichet to that he was Mesakin Adam and Avihu, but he actually jumped. He used to be the grandson of Aaron, and now he jumped to be brother son of Avihu. He was like Mamish Ben Aaron. That's why it's called Bedin Hu Yishayi Tol Scharo. That in the way that he refused to be Mohar Lacha Bifnei Rabo, he corrected another Ben Avihu who were more halach mifte rago, so therefore bedin hu shiyud oshar, that he should mamash become ben Aharon. What's interesting is that we find also the Sfar Makdoshim that Pinchas was misaking the neshamos of Dos and Avirom. Where do we find that? In a different Gilgal, that we know Pinchas is Zu Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was Bahar HaKarmel when he challenged the Nevi'a Baal, and the Navi tells us that he took Shnei Parim. So the Sfar Makdoshim tell us, I think it's the Megala Mukos, he says these two Parim were the neshamas of Dos and Vavira. So it's fascinating that not only does Pinchas correct the neshamas of Nadav Avihu, but Eliyahu, who is Pinchas later on, he corrects the neshamas of who? Of Dos and Vaviram. Then in the same way Nadav and Aviram had that same pagam like Nadav and Avihu, comes along Pinchas, who is Eliyahu, and he's misaking those neshamas as well. You see about Moshe Rabbeinu, also, and he's the victim here, he's always the victim, he represents the tzaddik in every generation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he wanted him to be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe refuses and refuses and refuses. Shlach Nabi Atishlach, which is interesting, he says, take Eliyahu Hanavi, says Targum Yonasan. What's interesting is that why does Moshe refuse so much? Why doesn't he just accept it? The teretz is that what really Moshe Rabbeinu wanted is that he should have a Rebbe. And if you'll say, Hashem is your Rebbe, but the teretz is that every single person can't just only have Hashem as his Rebbe. Hashem wants that you should have a Rebbe, which is him, and he's the primary Rebbe, and he's your neshama who directs you in your life. But Hashem also wants that you should have a Rebbe who's Bas Avedam, that who's also Bas Avedam. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Anami Ko'aldam, he certainly was choshed for himself that he needed one, because we know, V'halach T'vedrachav, the Torah tells us, Uladav Kabo, to attach yourself to Hashem. So Chazal say, Hashem is a fire, how can you connect yourself? So Chazal say, he davi b'tamid ha-chachamim. So Moshe Rabbeinu here is sitting by the Sneh, and he sees with his own eyes Hashem is an Eish Ochlehu. So he wants a Rebbe. He wants a Rebbe. So Hashem says, you want a Rebbe? I'll give you Aaron HaKohen. Aaron is your Rebbe. So Moshe has a Rebbe now, that's Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron has a Rebbe, that's Moshe. So, but it's important for a person to realize how important it is to be Makasha himself, to have a Rebbe, to search for a Rebbe. It's not just enough that a person should say, oh, I have Hashem, Hashem will guide me. A person needs to know that a Rebbe is much more than just a person you have shailas to, that a Rebbe in Primus is the root of a person's neshama, and a person has to actively be searching. That's not something that you come into a yeshiva and you're like, oh, this is my Rebbe. It's a search of a lifetime. It could take years for a person to find his Rebbe that he feels is his sharis neshama. That's what a real and a true Rebbe means. Not just to be mistabik with Hashem, but he dabik with Talmid Chachamim as well. The Gemara tells us, Godo Shimusha Yosem Milimuda. Not just to learn from a Rebbe, but a Rebbe is somebody that you able to take a whole way of life from a Rebbe. Not just what you learn from him, but the whole Shimush of a Rebbe. And who do we learn that out from in the Gemara in Brachos? From Eliyahu Hanavi. It says from Elisha, Shayitzak Mai Mayad Eliyahu, that he was Meshamish Eliyahu, that we see again from Pinchas to Eliyahu, that Pinchas is the type of a tzaddik that we learn from him a whole Mahus Achaim, not just a regular halacha, that you get a halacha here and halacha there. It's a whole way of life that we have to learn from a Rebbe. That's what it means, his kashrus to a tzaddik doesn't just mean to listen to his Torah, it's to learn from him. That a person has to be able to be medabik himself to Talmid Chachamim in a way, and especially to his Rebbe and to Tzadikei Emes, that we learn a whole mahalach of Chaim, how a Jew eats, how he speaks, how he walks, how he goes to sleep, how he conducts himself. Everything has to be learned from a Rebbe. That's called Shimusha. And that's why Yehoshua was chosen to be Moshe's successor. The Gemara says, why was Yeshua chosen? Not because he learned every single word from Moshe, that's certainly true, but the fact that he was Mesada the Saf Solomon is the measure, that he was Lo Yomosh Mitocha Oyel, that everything, he was looking everything from Moshe, that's what it means to be Meshamish. The Gemara says, Pnei Moshe is a Kachama, and Yeshua is a Levana, that's because he was Meshamish Moshe. Moshe was like a Shemish to him, and just like the Levana is Mekabel from the Shemish, Yeshua was Mekabel, the whole Hanhag of Moshe Rabbeinu. That much more that a Rebbe has to offer is what he teaches. The Rebbe has to offer his whole Mahus, his whole Neshama. And that's what you glean from Shemesh from a Rebbe. Much, much more from what you learn from his words, you learn from being around him, that everything that the Rebbe can't give over in his words, he gives over by being Meshamish. The Talmud is Meshamish as Rebbe. And this is why we read Pinchas Eliyahu in this parsha and this time of the year. Because this is the time of the year where we don't have the regalim. We're void. It's a chalul ha'pani from our regalim. Much more so than just not having the Sechezhvan. It used to be that Tisha B'Av and Shavuot HaMetzavim were Yomim Tovim times of the Beis HaMikdash. We know that. They were taken away from us. So this is what's called a chalul ha'pani. We're void of regalim right now. So in this week's parasha, we have Pinchas and we read about the regalim to show that there's a connection. That if there's any time that we need to be makasher ourselves to tzaddikim and to learn from them, it's at this time of year that we're lacking the regalim to be makasher ourselves and to make an effort to be makasher ourselves to tzaddikim, especially Pinchas Eliyahu. He's the tzaddik to chol adoros. He never died, Eliyahu. He's still the tzaddik ador, and every generation is the tzaddik of the generation. So he's teaching us that we should look for those Eliyahus and those Pinchas and to be makasher ourselves. And true Aliyah and Avodas Hashem is brought up by the tzaddikim. If you want more of my makobos, you can take a look at the Tiferet Shlomo and the Baal Shem Tov and Parshas Ekev. And the more of a shamish in many, many places, especially in Parshas Achrayimos, that it's only through the words of the tzaddikim, but much more so by being mishamish than being mekashim, that we have true growth and aliyah ruchias. We should be zecha to that.